Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio. Tonight we have Bill McAllister from Media Enterprises joining us. We're in segment four. And we had a couple other questions that came in. Hopefully we'll get to them in a little while. I'll just give you the email address one more time. It's brian@gotinvention.com. And the call-in, which we'll open the floor, or we'll open the lines for call-ins with questions that you'd like to ask Bill. 877-474-3302. And Bill, I have a question for you. I know that you've mentioned a couple of your products, but what are some other products that people would be familiar with that you've done?
Well, we did the Quick Chop. Other than, let me go through them real quick. We did, the Smart Mop, the Sovacalo Pillow. Let me give you some numbers just so everyone out there understands how big, direct response is. So the Smart Mop was a little over 10 million units. The Sovacalo Pillow was 13 million units. Mighty Mend at 4 million units. Ding King, 2 million units. Mighty Putty, 4 to 5 million units. Strap Perfect, 6 million units. Tap Light, 5 million units. We did a product called Turby Twist, which is a product that women use after they get out of the shower and they twist their hair. We sold 5 million of those.
What about Urine Gun?
Urine Gone, I just forgot about that one. I've got so many of them here. Urine Gone, a little over 4 million. It's still selling. It's still in the retail, on the retail shelf.
That's great. On your website, www.mediaenterprisesinc.com, you click on the products link, and you'll see some of the products that he's represented. That's great.
And we've got the Water Jet, which we're working with a company called National Express, which is a hot product. And the new Sovacalo Pillow, which is a hot product, the new Smart Mop, which is and all these are new and improved. But it's funny because what's old is new, as you know, Brian. The things that were, that we launched 20 years ago, we're bringing back, and they're all working.
So once these people buy from you, whether it's on the internet or they buy from you directly from the commercial, do you keep in touch with your purchasers?
Yes. The great part, one of the great parts about our company is anyone has a problem, anyone has an issue with any of our products, it's at the end of the day, I have to wake up in the morning and look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm selling the consumer the best possible product I can. And if anybody has a product, we immediately call them up, Brian, one, can we help you? If you want to return the product, great, but maybe there's something you didn't do. Like somebody called, today, and they had a problem putting on the Smart Mop head. And we just, we took 5 or 10 minutes walking them through it because I know they're going to love the product once they, they put the head on, use it correctly. They're going to love it, and they're going to come back and continue to buy products from me. So
I know there's a lot of people out there that just, they love direct response. I mean, who knows? They could be using that mop. They're trying to use that for the twisty turvy that they have.
You want to make sure. I want to make sure people use the product. I don't want them to just buy it and then throw it, underneath the couch or something. We want those people to use the product because they'll know that my company gave them the best possible product. And I want them, Brian, when they open up that package, I want them to say, this is better than I thought it was going to be. This looks better than it did on the commercial.
Right. Well, you're proud of who you are and what you represent and the different products that are out there. That's why I guess you're very particular.
I am proud, and I want, I want people to love the products and come back and buy something else from me. And if they don't, guess what? They're not going to buy something from me. And that's why a lot of these other companies have gone by the wayside, is they don't care about the consumer. In our case, our company cares about the inventor, and we care about the consumer. And those are our two most important people out there, the people inventing the product so I have something to sell, and the people buying the product so they'll come back and buy something else again.
So you're actively involved in the inventor process, that side of product submission, as well as, keeping the retailers happy and the consumer happy. You got a lot of work to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, we have my partner handles the retail along with Mary Hicks, our vice president of sales and marketing.
What's your partner's name again?
Brad Spector. The retail. I don't handle any of that. I handle finding the products, coming up with the names, handling the customer service when people have problems. Then once I get the commercial up and running, I hand it off to Brad and Mary, and they take it from there.
Okay, that's great. I know that we were supposed to have Taylor Baldwin on. Whether Taylor calls in or if you have a question, I'll give you the number one more time. It's 877-474-3302. You know what? We have so much to talk about. Hopefully we'll have her on, but if not, I'm sure that there's plenty more information that you can help us, and I know that there's a couple other questions that are coming in.
And I just want to share one other interesting story. So a gentleman who was surfing out in California came up with this item called a shawala. And you may remember it, Brian. It looks like a big blue daisy on a stick. But this guy was a surfer, and he basically, you know, invented this product to clean his surfboard off. He sent it to us, I guess it was about 12 years ago. And we figured out a way to make it work with cars. So we bought his invention. You know, we paid him $3.5 million or whatever the case may be. Maybe it was $3.6 million over 4 years. He wound up retiring, you know, from whatever job. I think he was working at a gas station so we could surf. All he cared about was surfing. And because he was nice enough to send us the product, we made a couple tweaks to, along with National Express, which is another company we work with that put products on TV. And, you know, we came up with this monster, you know, hit in the shawala. As bizarre as that sounds. And it was a great name, though, because it was a different name and people remembered it.
Right.
But if you're an inventor out there, you know, there's so many of those stories. I have one after the other, and I only just named the ones that I could remember. I'm getting old. I'm 51, so my brain's going. But out of all those products out there, everybody, just think about it, everybody out there who invented a product and brought it to me, they're reaping the rewards of those sales as well. And,
well, that's great.
You know, it's great to see these inventors. You know, being able to, he was able to retire so he could do what he loved, which was surf.
That's great. And you know what? I'm sure everybody had a great time doing it as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we have Taylor on the line. Before we put Taylor on, there's a question that was asked, and I know that the answer is probably on your website, but if somebody asked me how and what your process is to submit a product, so is all that information on your website?
Yeah, basically you go right onto my website and, you know, you go right to, you know, Erica, and I think it has product submission. You click on it and you put in your information and Erica will get in contact. Erica, I mean, we get, you know, not as many as I'd like, but we, you know, we get a lot of people going on there and we answer each and every one of them. So if you're out there, we will answer you and we will answer you very quickly.
Okay, great. So we have Taylor Baldwin. We have about 2 minutes left on our show. So we'd like to just introduce Taylor Baldwin. She is a pitch woman, and she works with you, Bill?
Yes, yeah. Well, she works with me, but she owns her own company, and we found her, you know, out on the West Coast, and she was just fantastic. We've done a couple commercials with her. Strap Perfect was one of them, and Strap Perfect is a monster success, and that's that product that helps women hide their bra straps.
That's great. Welcome, Tasha. Taylor, you're there, right?
I am. And not only does it conceal your bra straps, it gives you lift and support unlike any other bra out there.
That's great. I'll take five of them right now.
You have to buy this now. How are you? Talking about the American dream. I love it.
That's
love
great.
It.
Taylor, help us inventors out. Give us some advice. We got a minute left to the show, so hopefully
give them advice. Yeah, I'm sure, I haven't been listening to this show, but I'm sure Bill told them problem solution products work the best. Niche products, right, Bill?
That's correct.
Work the best. And there are a lot of like those simple little frustrations in life that we take for granted that are, there are solutions. And everybody shares those same frustrations. So if you come up with that solution, and how many of us go, gosh, you have the answer for that solution, but you don't do anything about it. You just sit on the great ideas. Now's the time to do something about those dreams, those thoughts that everybody's had.
When are we going to see you on the air again, Taylor?
Well, I have a lot of commercials in the works, some that have been produced, getting ready to media test here shortly, one with Bill as well. My biggest hit has been with Bill, so Bill's my bread and butter.
Well, you know what? I'm sure, Taylor, we could do a whole show with you. And perhaps we can invite you to one of our upcoming shows. Unfortunately, that's the end of our show tonight.
I'm sorry. Wait, I can't get you. You got it. There's more. You have to wait.
Wait, there's more.
There'll always be more. Thank you, everybody,
okay,
for joining us. Thank you, Taylor. Bill McAllister from Media Enterprises, www.mediaenterprisesinc.com. Got Invention Radio on WS Radio. Thank you.
If your eBay auction is really an advertisement for the product you're selling, shouldn't it be persuasive, captivating, and memorable? With PageMage, you can now transform your auction pages into interactive advertisements that deliver rich media enhancements and promotional selling tools to improve the look and performance of your eBay auction pages, setting yourself and your product apart from the competition. If you're ready to change the way you sell on eBay, go to PageMage.com to experience what PageMage has to offer.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com. When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?